Behind the Scenes, June 9th, 2005.
Transmitters? We don't need no stinking transmitters.
This is Behind the Scenes, an inside look at what it takes to put together a podcast and make it work. Check it out.
Hey, this is Craig Patchett with Behind the Scenes for Thursday. And what is the date today? It's June 9th, 2005. And hey, the guerrilla podcasting thing is obviously working because this is two shows in 2 days, a pace that I definitely do not promise to keep up. But I did want to talk today about a subject that is no doubt at the very front of a lot of people's minds as far as podcasting is concerned at the moment, and that is Apple's iTunes. If you haven't heard already, and I'd be very surprised if you haven't, the next release of iTunes, which is due sometime around the end of July, release 4.9, is going to include podcasting support. And Steve Jobs demonstrated the 4.9 release at the Worldwide Developers Conference for Apple in San Francisco, I believe it was, on Monday. And if you go to developer.apple.com, you will find a QuickTime streaming media presentation of his keynote in which he demos a beta of iTunes 4.9, and I think the demo comes at around 9 minutes and 20 seconds into the keynote. The demo was very impressive, and what I wanted to talk about in this episode is, or this edition rather, is exactly what the keynote showed, and talk a little bit about what the keynote didn't show but sort of implied, and I'll get into that in a little bit. You'll find screenshots from the presentation at the Behind the Scenes homepage at btscast.com. I can't promise to get those up right after I post this, but they will be up and they'll show some of the features that I'm going to talk about. But I wanted to walk you through what the demo looked like. First thing Steve did was he went to the Apple Store homepage and he clicked on a podcast link, and the screen switched over to what essentially looked like the Apple Store's homepage, except it was dedicated to podcasts. And it listed a variety of podcasts, what's new, featured podcasts, and so forth, and included a list of top-rated podcasts for the day over on the right-hand side. And it looked as though you would search for podcasts and browse through podcasts in exactly the same way as you would do for music in the Apple Music Store. Exact same interface. There's no reason to believe that it would be any different than your experience looking for music. Then he clicked on a podcast. In this case, it was Adam Curry's Daily Source Code. And at this point, a window opened up and it listed, again, it was exactly as if you had selected a band, or an album rather, from inside the Apple Music Store. There was a panel at the top that listed the name of the podcast, had artwork, a description of the podcast, listed how many podcasts were available for this particular one, and then had a list of the podcasts down below, just as you would see a list of songs for a particular artist. Steve then clicked on the subscribe button. And then what happened was that it switched over out of the iTunes Music Store and into a list that was part of the playlist section on the left-hand side of the window. And this was a new custom list called Podcasts. And this appeared right underneath, I believe, the Apple Music Store button or link. And it contained a list of subscribed podcasts. Now, in this case, this was the first podcast he had subscribed to. And what appeared on the list was the name of the podcast, and then next to the name was a an arrow, just as if you had a you were looking at list view in the Finder, and you have an arrow next to the folder, so you can expand the view of that folder and see its contents. And so if you expand the podcast, you can see the individual podcasts that are available for that one. Now, the first one was automatically downloaded, and there were download buttons next to each of the others that Steve clicked on, and those were downloaded. Then by double-clicking on any of those podcasts, you could listen to the podcast. He then went back in and showed that you could, you know, went through some of the other podcasts and subscribed to a couple of those, and they were added to the subscription list. Now, he did not show the ability to subscribe to a podcast that wasn't in the directory. However, I'm not sure if he noted, or I believe it was Adam Curry in a separate Daily Source Code from later that day, noted that the initial directory for Apple would be built out of the contents of iPodder.org. So the previous information that had been going around indicating that there would be a review process and a submittal process through Apple for inclusion in iTunes podcast directory apparently is not correct. However, there will be a process for complaining to Apple about podcasts by which podcasts can be removed from Apple's directory, apparently. That's still a little bit up in the air. In any case, the next thing Steve demonstrated, and this was the really cool, or one of the really cool parts of it, the whole interface was just beautifully done, and, you know, just as nicely integrated and as nicely done as the rest of the of iTunes is. But the next thing Steve demonstrated was a podcast that Apple had done called New Music Tuesdays. If you're familiar with iTunes, you know that each Tuesday Apple releases new music that they feature, and New Music Tuesday is a podcast that Apple is going to be doing to feature that music that they're releasing. Now, the cool thing about this particular podcast was that as you scrubbed through the podcast, or as Steve scrubbed through the podcast, the album art that was associated with the podcast changed to reflect the song that was playing or being featured within the podcast. And this is something that had been alluded to previously when Steve initially introduced iTunes 4.9 at the, I believe it was called the D-Digital Conference. I forget the exact name of the conference in Carlsbad a few weeks back. But the really cool part of it was that there was a pop-up that had chapter marks in it, a pop-up menu that had chapter marks in it that not only had the names of each chapter mark, but the album art corresponding to that chapter mark next to it in the pop-up. It was very cool. You'll have to take a look at the screenshot. There's a screenshot that I grabbed that shows you that menu. Now, the reason that I think that this whole thing is cool, and this is something that I've commented on in Podcast Alley before, is to me, this feature implies that you will be able to include songs in your podcasts that are available in iTunes. And in order to be able to do that, obviously, you're going to have to somehow be able to get around the RIAA restrictions. And in order to be able to do it the way that Steve demoed, it's going to have to be in AAC format. And it would appear to me that these two things combined together would indicate that podcasts that are encoded with AAC will be able to have Apple's DRM, or Digital Rights Management, encoding, which may somehow allow you to bypass the RIAA restrictions, or allow you to buy some kind of licensing as long as you encode your podcast with AAC and add on this DRM to include RIAA songs. Now, at this point, this is complete conjecture. It's based entirely on the fact that this feature is a part of this, and I think it will be very interesting to see what happens over the next few months, or a month and a half now, between now and the release of 4.9, and see whether or not this does in fact come to pass. Now, I believe that either Steve or Apple mentioned that there will be, mentioned that there will be some kind of developer's kit that will be a part of this release that will allow podcasters to do something, and I suspect that part of that will be this whole ability to add this functionality. So, again, there's still information out there that is missing, and lots of great excitement and cool stuff going on. You really owe it to yourself to go to Apple's site, to developer.apple.com, and check out the demo, as well as check out the screenshots, because I think that once you see it, you're going to start to get really excited about this. So that's it. This is Craig Patchett. This is Behind the Scenes. And until next time, God bless.